Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am R.S. Raghu with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi speaks with his Netherlands counterpart Rob Jetten, discusses ways to further strengthen bilateral ties and early resolution of West Asia crisis. Government assures country has sufficient stocks of fertilizers, oil and gas. Conflict in West Asia escalates as Iran strikes a power and water desalination plant in Kuwait. Israel claims to hit key military institution in Iran. And in IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings set a target of 128 runs for Rajasthan Royals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a telephonic conversation with Netherlands Prime Minister Rob Jetten today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that during their conversation, they discussed ways to further strengthen India-Netherlands ties. He added that the discussion also highlighted the potential of partnership in areas such as semiconductors, mega water projects, green hydrogen and talent mobility. Mr. Modi noted that both leaders also exchanged views on the situation in West Asia and emphasized the need for early restoration of peace and stability in the region. Government has assured that amid the West Asia conflict, the country has sufficient stock of fertilizers. Addressing the inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi today, Additional Secretary for Department of Fertilizers Aparna Sharma informed that the country's urea units are currently producing at 80% capacity. She said that during the Kharif season, the country requires 390 tons of fertilizers. She said that efforts are being taken to diversify the sourcing basis other than the Gulf countries.
States have been sensitized to prevent any panic regarding availability of fertilizer. We have sufficient stock available. Honorable Minister for Chemical and Fertilizer has already spoken to major state governments, the agrarian states, in this regard. We are keeping a strict watch on the diversion, black marketing and hoarding, etc. Efforts are being taken up to stabilize all the raw material supplies, including rock phosphate. Further, proactive measures are being taken to diversify our sourcing bases other than the Gulf countries.
Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that there is adequate availability of petrol, diesel, LPG and PNG in the country. She said that the government has taken several measures to ensure this at multiple levels and continues to do so. She said that the country's refineries are operating normally and crude inventories are sufficient.
Desh mein petrol, diesel, LPG.
There is sufficient availability of petrol, diesel, LPG and PNG in the country. To ensure this, the government of India has taken steps at multiple levels and continues to do so. Our refineries are operating normally and crude inventories are adequate.
Or crude inventories adequate hai.
Joint Secretary Gulf at the Ministry of External Affairs Asim Mahajan informed that yesterday an Indian national lost his life in an attack in Kuwait. Expressing condolences to the family of the deceased, he said that India's mission in Kuwait is in touch with the family of the deceased and is coordinating closely with the local authorities to render all support and for the early return of his mortal remains to India.
The safety, security and welfare of the large Indian community in the region remains our utmost priority. Yesterday, an Indian national unfortunately lost his life in an attack in Kuwait. We express our deepest condolences to the family of the deceased. Our mission in Kuwait is in touch with the family of the deceased and is coordinating closely with the local authorities to render all support and for early return of his mortal remains to India. 8 Indian nationals have unfortunately lost their lives and 1 Indian national remains missing in various incidents.
Myanmar's Janta Chief Min Aung Hlaing has been nominated as President of Myanmar through a parliamentary process, marking a formal transition from his role as military chief to head of state. Min Aung Hlaing has effectively ruled the country since 2021, when he led a military coup that ousted the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi in a vote held in NAPYIDAW, a legislature dominated by military appointees and allies of the Janata-backed Union Solidarity and Development Party, selected him as president. Alongside this transition, Ye Win-woo has been appointed as the new commander-in-chief of the defense services, replacing Min Aung-hlaing, who had held the position since 2011. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The West Asia conflict is entering a more intense phase, with military activity spreading across several fronts, direct threats exchanged between major players, and Gulf countries increasingly drawn into the fallout of the escalating confrontation. Israel says it intercepted multiple incoming threats earlier today, though a missile strike still triggered a fire at an oil refinery in the south. The Israeli military also confirmed expanding ground operations against Hezbollah in southern Lebanon, alongside continued airstrikes targeting Hezbollah positions. In Lebanon, tensions remain high after an attack in southern Lebanon killed a UNIFIL peacekeeper. Kuwaiti authorities say an attack struck a power and water desalination plant, killing one Indian worker and causing significant damage. Iranian-linked strikes were also reported against additional targets, further raising fears of a broader regional confrontation. Meanwhile, the Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, claimed today that it struck the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, key military institution, Imam Hussein University, citing the university's role in advancing Iran's military capabilities. Gulf countries are voicing growing concern. Kuwait condemned the strikes as unprovoked aggression, while leaders across the GCC called for restraint and protection of civilian infrastructure.
Kuwaiti authorities remain on high alert following the reported Iranian attacks targeting both military and civilian infrastructure. One projectile struck a military camp, injuring 10 members of the Kuwaiti armed forces. In a separate incident, a strike hit a power and water desalination plant, damaging a service building and killing one Indian worker. GCC Secretary General Jassim Mohammed Al-Budawi expressed firm support for Kuwait and condemned what he described as repeated attacks on Gulf countries. He warned that such actions threaten regional stability and civilian lives, while calling for an immediate halt of hostilities. This is Vinod Kumar for World News, Dubai.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump openly suggested the possibility of seizing Iran's Kharg Island oil terminal in the Persian Gulf, despite early indications of progress in emerging ceasefire negotiations. The United States and Israel today continued their attacks on the Islamic Republic. Spain has closed its airspace to U.S. aircraft linked to the Iran conflict. Spanish Defense Minister Margarita Robles confirmed that Madrid had already barred the United States from using jointly operated military bases in Spain for operations connected to the West Asia crisis. In Nigeria, 20 people have been killed in an attack on a community in the north central region. The authorities said that the attack occurred last night in Gari Yawai community in the Jos North area of Plateau State. In the IPL cricket, chasing a target of 128, Rajasthan Royals were 106 for 2 in 10 overs against Chennai Super Kings at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai when reports last came in. Put into bat first, Chennai Super Kings were all out for 127 with the help of Jamie Overton's 43. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi speaks with his Netherlands counterpart Rob Jetten, discusses ways to further strengthen bilateral ties and early resolution of West Asia crisis. Government assures country has sufficient stock of fertilizers, oil and gas. Conflict in West Asia escalates as Iran strikes a power and water desalination plant in Kuwait. Israel claims to hit key military institution in Iran. And in IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings set a target of 128 runs for Rajasthan Royals. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.